I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you consider Bills fans chintz?
No, because, I mean, they travel, they spend.
Well, we spend in certain areas.
I mean, you will travel across the country.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Well, we've got some info in front of us that makes us Bills fans look bad people. Well, but then others, Tommy, they'll make the argument that we're simply going around a system that was designed to rip us off, man.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. And lucky for us, this game is free to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, sure.
It's on broadcast television. Mm-hmm. But we are coming up on streaming season.
Yeah.
Amazon, Netflix, Peacock, ESPN+, all streaming services you have to pay for, all services that will at some point have exclusive games on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that we Bills fans, Tommy, will not stand for it. A new study shows that Bills fans are among the highest fan bases for illegally streaming games.
Oh, man.
We have the third highest percentage of fans that admit to doing it. Can you guess the two ahead of us?
So what it would be chintzy-ass towns?
Give me two chintzy towns.
Chintzy towns. Cincinnati?
Wow!
Well, it just rhymes.
It did, but yeah, okay. If you hit the other one.
So you got Cincinnati. I'm trying to think of, I know. New Orleans.
Nope. So close. You want to take a shot?
Oh, I'm close to New Orleans.
No. He's close?
I'm saying so close, you got one. He's not close to the city.
It's got to be a team. I have no idea.
Green Bay.
Oh.
Small market makes sense.
Small market,
that's what,
So about one half of Bills fans. One half of Bills fans.
Wait, rip?
Admit to using unauthorized services to illegally stream games on the paid services. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
These services are not hard to find. They'd also not be the most reliable, but some folks would rather roll the dice and shell out the money than have to pay for five different services to watch your team play. All right, Tommy?
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why are Bills fans so high on this list?
I am a little surprised.
Oh.
Because of the amount of money, they party, they spend, they tailgate, they travel.
Tailgate is actually the more economical thing to do. When you go to a game.
Oh.
It is far less expensive to put together multiple meals and drink a bunch of beers in a cooler than it is to buy like three meals and four beers inside the game.
Okay.
Tailgating, I think, came about from being cheap.
All right. Well, yeah, your old man was chintz.
Oh, super chintz.
So maybe that's where it started.
Chintz, Sir Chintz of Chintzington.
Officer Chintzy.
So you don't look as Bills fan. You don't look at Bills fans as cheap.
No, because so I'm watching that Seattle game. And Josh literally calls out. He goes, look, we got like 1,000 fans here that flew across the country to see this game.
Okay, so there are a lot of Bills fans that'll travel. It's
They got bank.
Okay, but it's also possible, you know, folks in Western New York, we spread out across the country to live. There's a lot of people that left town.
Yeah, true.
Those could also be people that just live in that region that this is their one chance to see the Bills every 4 years.
I didn't think of that.
Kimmy, do you think Bills fans are cheap?
I would have.
They waste condiments.
They even if they were cheap, I don't think that it doesn't feel like they cheap out on stuff when it comes to the Bills, whether it's, you know, collecting Bills memorabilia, jersey, like they'll spend when it comes to their football team. So that's why I am surprised that they're so high on the list.
Sorry, so the big one coming up the new one is going to be two games on Netflix Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
So, and I think they signed a multi-year deal with that.
All right, let's go with that, sure.
So, I guess like you would just buy, like use your kid's account or something like that, or use your parents' account to watch the game.
I would still be trying to cheat the system, though.
Yeah, that I could see.
It could also be.
I brought my own Diet Coke now to put in the fridge so I wouldn't have to keep buying it from the thing.
Look at you, chintzing out.
I'm saving like 10 bucks a week.
Wow, there could be
a Cincinnati. Pardon me, boy. Is that the Cincinnati choo-choo? Sorry.
There could be a combination of things happening, too, where the team is good, so you don't want to miss anything.
Okay.
And they've been playing at these weird times and on multiple streaming services where you feel like you got to cut out something just to not spend it all. I don't know.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. I think this might have to be, this might have more to do with the culture of the team.
Yeah.
Again, it's announced yesterday that Bills fans are in the top three. We are third of fans most likely to illegally stream a game. One half of Bills fans admit that they do it to watch their team on streaming services. Just so you know, we were at 48%. The NFL average was 35. So we're a full 13% more likely to illegally stream a game. I think it's culture, and it's what we're used to.
What do you mean?
Buffalo, can't miss. Can't miss a game.
Well, there's that. And Buffalo is a small market team. The prices that we're used to paying to go in the stadium, it reflects that. We have some of the cheapest tickets in the league. We drink, like we said, most of our beer and eat most of our food in the parking lot instead of spending insane food prices inside the stadium. And you brought up the jersey thing, Kimmy?
Yeah.
And you're right to a point, because I think when you walk around that parking lot, you're more likely to see a 30-year-old jersey on a guy than you are to see a $120 new one.
But there have been so many businesses that have popped up of people making money, like, and they'll spend on whether it's vintage stuff or like custom stuff that people make.
But that's knockoff.
Because I know, no.
Bingo. No,
that's
right.
That's all knockoff stuff.
No, not the vintage stuff.
No, okay, the vintage stuff, you're right.
But and the I stuff get, that...
And the, because I know women that have, they pay for the Bills licensing and everything, and they've started their own, like, custom-made shops.
So then what are we making out of this, then? Let's figure it out.
So, we love the Bills.
Okay.
We support the Bills.
Okay.
But we also don't mind stealing the broadcast from other people, because it's straight up stealing, right?
Well, I mean,
they're losing money.
By definite, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna cry tears for Disney.
What's that?
I'm not gonna cry tears for Disney if I'm swiping it from ESPN Plus or
Jeff Bezos
needs my money tonight to watch it. Yeah, screw you, jackass.
But you wouldn't walk into Wegmans going, "Yeah, Danny's got enough Ferraris. I'm just putting this broccoli under my shirt, walking out."
First of all, I'm not stealing broccoli. Definitely gonna be chocolate.
Oh, I haven't even thinking about it.
But by the way, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. Yeah. I like to believe I'm a good person, but if I knew I wasn't gonna get caught, I can't sit here and say I wouldn't try and steal something from Wegmans. Right? It's the fear of getting caught and embarrassed, not this moral standing that keeps me from stealing.
But we're kind of trying to. But what you're trying to say is, you know, hey, we're working class.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate the Bills. You know, showing up every day, lunch pail, but I'm going to steal.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But that makes you a hypocrite.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're stealing. Because like any other, you shouldn't steal. You're working class. You know, you show up every day and you do your job. Oh, is that free?
Nobody's looking? I'm sorry, Kimmy. I just got to make this point. I'm sorry. Because you talk about, No, I think that guy working class is well within his right to steal a streaming game. And here's why.
That doesn't make you working class.
Here's
why. Deep.
I wake up every day.
Yeah.
And I go to work for a man who continues to pad his pockets while he pays me as little as possible. And that man not only owns that business that I work for, he owns 1,000 other businesses. Maybe some of those men own some of these streaming services, the teams that I'm watching from. So you want me. You want me. After I get up and I break my ass for this guy, boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. And then you want me to go home, take my wallet out again, give me another $30 a month to watch a football game? That ain't the life I'm going to live, man. I'm stealing that game.
So you want to get involved in what I would like to call criminal activity.
It's only criminal because the man says it's criminal.
And that's
man.
That's federal charges.
Oh, shut up.
Like, from the Federal Broadcasting Company.
You never stole a boxing match off a pay-per-view back in the day?
No, I just went to the bar.
Okay. No, you didn't, because they charged cover. You weren't paying cover. And none of the jazz bars you went to had boxing fights. Tyson looks good tonight. McNeely didn't have a shot.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are Bills fans more likely to watch the game alone?
Ooh, good catch.
Because that would also lead to maybe you stealing somebody's stream. Because like if you have a buddy that has, you know, Netflix, Amazon, whatever, like you could just go to their house and watch it. That wouldn't be illegally stealing it. So the only reason I guess you would try to do that is if you were at your house and you didn't have it and you didn't want to watch it with anybody else.
That's a good call. You might be on to something.
But you would still have to get somebody's service.
But that's what I mean. Right. Like, because you don't want to go anywhere to watch it.
Hey, I don't want to come to your house and watch the game. Can I have your service? I don't like it that much.
Well, it's not just stealing other people's services. Yeah. Excuse me, as I'm drinking my Diet Coke that I brought in from home. Chintz. Actually, like Rick just sent me a Facebook message.
What is he saying?
He's sent me 4 links to websites where you can illegally watch games.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't yet like.
These sites exist. Yeah.
It's scored Netflix?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, these play. Now, again, for live events, they're very unreliable. Mm. Folks also worry about like what you're allowing that link to do when you click on it to your computer or TV. Because there are stories of people like they'll have friends over.
My bank account's empty.
Exactly. Or they'll have friends over to watch like some MMA or like a super boxing match. And then 7 minutes in, they realize they're stealing this, and it just disappears in your SOL.
So you lost your money.
Yes, you're right. Well, no, you're not paying for it.
No, but it's, yeah,
but
it's
everybody's over. You got a whole pizza, and now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Watch, you know, volleyball on ESPN Plus. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got more Facebook messages coming in. We'll get to that in a second. But Cody's on CMF. Hey, Cody, how are you, buddy?
No, not too bad. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. So I was just thinking about for this Bills streaming service. Basically, you got so many people that are leaving New York. I got a bunch of family that's down in Pennsylvania, down in North Carolina area. A lot of times they can't get the game because they only get the local market game.
Oh, good catch.
So they got to find a different way to watch the game, whether it be, you know, streaming off of something or trying to get somebody else's streaming service. But a lot of times with the streaming services, you can't get it if you're not in the like home area. So that's something to think about. Just a lot of people leaving the New York area still want to root on the Bills.
You know, he's right. Like, we're thinking about primetime games only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I move to, you know, Gary, Indiana.
Right, and you want to watch the Bills.
I got to find a way to watch without paying the $400, $500 for NFL Sunday ticket.
So you can or you can't do it?
You can't do it unless you pay for an NFL Sunday ticket. But again, as Cody, I'm sure. Cody sounds like a scumbag, so I'm sure he knows these sites. Cody, you've been to these sites that give you the free streams, right?
No, maybe once or twice. Yeah. You know, you got to watch some stuff.
Yeah, you know.
He's connected.
You know. Cody, thanks for the call.
But why wouldn't that affect other teams, too, then? Because think about, like, Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
They're freaking everywhere, so there could be a lot of those people not in the market.
Cowboys are the most likely team to play on nationally broadcast
games.
Okay, so... 4 o'clock games. Every other week, it's Cowboys.
It's hard to imagine that doesn't affect other teams with fans out of state.
But,
I don't know.
But you're talking about a small market team with a passionate fan base that has had people expand throughout the country over the years. This might be the perfect storm.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's why Green Bay and Cincinnati may also be on that list.
You small can
also
towns,
and small towns where people are branching out, right? We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Billy writes us talking about how Bills Mafia top three most likely to illegally stream games from the NFL. Billy says, I agree. NFL charging to watch regular season games is crap, but don't forget about the old blackout rules. There were no ways to watch games that didn't sell out at home. He's not wrong.
Yeah. So that back in the day, when we were talking off air, when people started getting those dishes, they would register their dishes someplace else, bring them back to their house outside the blackout area and watch the game.
Okay, here's the thing. You ready to feel old? Because I want to go back to what you said.
Yeah.
We are at the point now where we have to explain what the blackout rule was.
Yes.
Because there are adult people listening that don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Back before, 10 years ago when they changed it? 10,
yeah, probably about that, the switch.
If an NFL team didn't sell out a home game.
Yeah.
Or a certain percentage of it.
Yes.
Right.
The NFL would black out the game in local markets, and Rochester is right on the edge going west or going east for Buffalo where you wouldn't be able to watch the game.
Right.
So the team either had to sell out the game or you had to buy a ticket to go to the game if it did get blacked out, or you would have to drive east to like the edge of Syracuse to go to a bar to watch the game.
So once in a while, TV stations would buy out the remaining seats. If it was like let's say they still had 5,000 seats, they buy it out and just give them away just so they could broadcast the game.
Yeah, but I mean, Rick,
that's
is
how
one
tough
that's,
we had it.
But no, I mean that was a miserable time.
Yeah.
That was a miserable time, and I had access to tickets through my dad, so I was going more than anybody else. But like,
it was weird
to be at home on a Sunday to have to put the radio
and not
on
having
and listen
social
to Van
media
Miller
most of that time to like follow it if you wanted to.
Like, I have vivid memories of sitting in my room as, like, an 11, 12, 13-year-old with this old black radio I had, staring out the window, listening to Van Miller do the play call. Van Miller and, oh, my God, why am I blanking? He just retired.
Oh, yes, yes.
John Murphy?
Thank you. Yes. I'm sorry. God, sorry, Murph. Meant a lot to me.
And then, staring off, and your dad would be actually at the game.
He would be at the game. He would come home and not tell me anything about it. He'd throw the leftover steaks on the floor, and the feral children would go after it. And I'm not making any of this up. All of that is true. Let's take a break.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This election cycle in particular seems to be tougher than any.
Mm.
And it has led to one unexpected issue on the happiest days of some people's lives.
Yeah.
And it is a reminder that no matter what happens on Tuesday, it may be a good idea to shut some of the most important people out of your world for like a while.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We start this discussion with a story in the New York Post.
What happened?
The article, excuse me, talks about how this election cycle, specifically the presidential election, is ruining fall weddings.
Oh.
You get a bunch of different people from different families.
Yeah.
They start mingling. You add booze.
Oh, yeah.
You have a hair trigger topic. There are going to be some issues.
Mm.
And this has led to wedding planners making a couple very surprising suggestions to take the explicitivity out of the situation.
So what do you do?
Couples have started doing dry weddings.
Oh, yeah. So no booze.
No booze.
I don't think that solves your problem.
It eliminates a drunken political fight.
Yeah.
Or the odds that, you know, someone's guard is going to go down and they're just going to say whatever's on their
but
mind.
But that's the only part of a wedding I enjoy when I go.
Understood.
It's that open B.
But you also understand why.
Yeah.
Other couples and other wedding planners are suggesting politely asking people to not discuss politics on the invitation.
That'll fix it. Now you put it on my radar.
Yeah.
The most
I can't speak my mind.
The most extreme circumstance talked about in this story, and there are a couple couples that have done it, where they are hiring security guards.
Yeah.
And they threaten on the invitation, if you discuss politics at all, you will be escorted out.
You get bounced from the wedding.
Yes. I mean, but again, look, I know it sounds stupid. And 20 years ago, having this talk, it would have been insane.
Yeah.
But right now, you kind of get it. You kind of.
Especially this weekend.
Right? I mean, come on. This week, for God's sakes, man.
We're dragging out Uncle Chuck.
What, you're chucking Chuck?
No, he's done.
November. Oh, November, the month of November, is going to suck when it comes to your family.
I would rather just let it happen. Like, if I've got to have a wedding, instead of doing all that, like eliminating the booze, hiring security, putting on an invitation, because I don't think any of it works. I think it infuriates people.
Okay.
I gave them $200. I can't speak my mind.
Get out.
What? Get out. I finished my cocktail.
Chuck. But you would say you just let it happen?
Yeah.
So you're going to have your soon-to-be wife.
Like, you don't know.
It could go
cool.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's probably going to happen. Mm-hmm. Her father is paying God knows how much money. You're probably kicking into.
Oh, yeah.
That dress is the most expensive thing she's ever owned. She's wearing. This is the happiest day of her life. She's dreamed about it since she was 3 years old. You are going to make her life wonderful, and your take is just let it happen?
Yeah. I think you got to.
I don't know. Anybody who's ever, like, take even politics aside, I think anybody who's ever dealt with, a fight or some type of altercation wedding... I think they probably wish they had something in place in that moment.
But I don't think
because
it just
carries on. And that fight, it doesn't just end and everybody goes about their business. Like, that is now the sole focus of the day.
Yeah. Now, getting away from weddings, getting back to the politics aspect of it, right? There is no way you are politically aligned with everyone you're related to.
No, of course not.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
And even if you are backing the same candidate, there are probably big things you still agree on. For example, we're seeing with both Republicans and Democrats, at one time adversaries are now joining together. So you have people that backed one candidate who is not part of that party that are now backing a candidate with an opposite party, even though they don't agree with the person that was going to vote for that candidate in the first place. And now you're all in a room together. And the aftermath of this upcoming election next week has its sights set squarely on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Every 4 years. Thanksgiving becomes a day of reckoning for every family political argument. And that's in the normal years.
Yeah, I've seen some ugly ones.
And I've seen
ugly ones when people are on the same side, which always blows me.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's insane. So, like, right now, the polls are so close.
Yeah.
And the political landscape is so hot, it seems borderline impossible to go have a meal and a conversation and not end up in some kind of situation you don't want to be in.
So you'd almost have to ban Thanksgiving. It would be the only way around that.
Is this enough to skip all family events until
December? I love it. But you can't.
You can. Why? Why can't you?
Because your wife and my wife love to host.
Mm-hmm.
They love to cook. They love to drink. They love to do the things and set the house
do
up.
Do the things.
Go to people's house. They just love it. And they never remember last year, ever. It's like every year, it's one of those Men in Black resets where it didn't happen.
Wait, you say they never remember the election before December?
No, they don't. Because I'll even say, well, you remember last year? And she goes, oh, well, yeah. And she always, ah, it wasn't that bad. You know, you like to blow things out of proportion. I go, no, it sucked.
No, but here's the thing, man. Look, I get where you're coming from, and you're not wrong.
I can't get out. I'm locked in.
I think that if you went to your spouse right now.
Yeah, me. I go home.
Yeah, and brought this up. There would be a legitimate, like, yeah, I get where you're coming from discussion. Because my wife, you're right, is absolutely that way. But I also know my wife hates conflict.
Yeah,
right?
Mine too.
Every woman just wants everyone to be happy
which is impossible.
But here's the thing. That's without politics, right? Yeah. Right? Like, you know, Cousin Al's going to say something stupid without a presidential election going on. Some cousin's going to show up with a nose ring that's going to freak grandma out.
Yeah.
Now you add what's going on. I ain't going.
You're going. I'm going. We're all going.
Yeah, you're probably hosting. What are you talking about?
Thanksgiving will not be enough time to let the room cool.
Oh, no.
It'll be 3 weeks from the election. And by the way, that's if everything is sorted out by then.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The wounds will still be fresh from some folks. Others will have plenty of gloating to do. And let's be real, there is not a ton of middle ground those sides can meet on right now.
Well, there is a lot of hot, like, pressure points you don't even see coming anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you could say, like, hey, who's taking out the garbage? Let me get you started on garbage. Let me tell you what the real garbage is in this country.
Look,
and it's not in the kitchen.
You're making
some of you are in the kitchen.
You're making a joke, but you hear it on this show on a daily basis. Yeah. We'll be having a discussion that has nothing to do with politics, and we'll get a phone call from somebody who just turns it to Albany or Washington or this particular senator.
Yeah.
I don't even be started about the water department.
Yeah, we were talking about, what, storm drains, and that got political?
Yes, yes. 252
another thing about New York State.
252 WCMF story in the Post this week talks about how wedding planners in November, fall really, have been doing extreme things to keep politics from being discussed at the wedding to ruin what is happening with the bride and groom. Some are doing dry weddings. Other couples are asking people on the invitations to not discuss politics. The most extreme couples have hired bouncers.
So you have to be listening to the conversation to see when it starts to turn ugly.
Yep, and the warning is, on the invitation, if you discuss politics at all, you will be escorted out of our reception.
It would be like going to a wedding in North Korea. You see something about dear leader? No. That wasn't me, man. It wasn't me. It was him.
They say man in North Korea? No, man, no. That's not me. That's my cousin. I'm from Buffalo.
If you get kicked out of a wedding, are you allowed to take your card back? Because I'm guessing that person who gets kicked out is going to want to take that check.
You get to
back.
Reach back into that bird cage and pull it out. Good luck with that.
Like, especially if you didn't eat dinner yet.
No, look, here's the thing. If I'm the couple and you want it, take it. I just want you out of the room. But can we talk about the birdcage real quick because I see you guys on hold? Why?
I don't know.
What happened to a box?
I know, but everything went to the birdcage. I guess it'll love birds, I guess.
Okay, no.
I don't know.
252 WCMF, folks, have been waiting patiently. Hey, Christine, you're on CMF. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
My brother and my sister-in-law have been invited to a wedding the weekend after the election.
Right.
And on the RSVP card, it says, if you are a registered Democrat, you will be seated on this one side. If you are a Republican, you will be seated on the other side. There is no mingling between sides. And if you get in trouble, it says, if we do remove you, because I did say if you get into a fight, we will remove you, you forfeit you taking back your gift.
Oh, so there is that.
I mean, you got to lay ground rules, man.
But that's not even
fine print on there.
So you've segregated the room.
Yes.
On political sides.
I would worry, though, that highlights it more only because now I know how everybody feels.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
it doesn't solve anything.
I don't know.
The bride and groom already know because for the last month that, you know, everybody seems to know. I'm not sitting with Uncle Joe. I'm not sitting with Aunt Gertrude because she's a Democrat or a Republican. So the party said, fine, you're invited. We're not excluding anybody, but here's your side of the room and you can't cross it.
Interesting.
Can't even cross it.
Do not cross this line.
You can't even hug a guy.
No, that's North Korea.
Separate bars on each side.
This is one weird ass wedding.
Right, hold on,
man.
Which bar is going to be more fun? The Republican bar or the Democrat bar?
Mm. Yeah, true.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You can make arguments for both sides.
That's true, man. But yeah, there are actual people that, you know, my brother called me. He's like, I'm going to this wedding. Do I even go? I'm like, well, yeah, just go. Just don't open your mouth and everything will be cool.
That'll be fun.
He's like,
I don't think I can do that.
Christine, let me ask you a question. One final question, because they're segregated Democrats and Republicans on each side at the wedding. I'm a registered independent. Where do I sit?
You get to pick a side.
I don't want to do that. That sucks even harder.
Oh, well, you probably get that table by the bathroom.
You get the buffet table. You get the better table.
Oh, I'm actually
maybe.
Okay with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're at the coworker table, which always sucks.
Christine, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Like, those people never fit in. You can always tell who are the group of people from the office or the warehouse.
Yeah.
Because like it's the worst table.
Like where Kimmy sat us at her wedding.
Oh, yeah, we had that table.
Well, you were my coworkers.
No, I know. It was great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I almost saw you for a minute.
Last time I saw John DiTullio, I think. No, I saw him at Red Fidelis, which is the most grease thing ever. I saw John DiTullio at Red Fidelis. Oh, buddy, miss you. How you been?
A DiTullio sighting.
I love him so much. He's so nice.
He is.
He was, it was really nice to have someone to talk to while you were sitting next to me.
I would want to go to that wedding just to see how it goes, just out of curiosity.
Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't.
I mean, listen,
you think
you're...
you do.
Yeah, but it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see how this goes, right? And you get the front-row seat.
Like that stare-down between two rival gangs would be hysterical.
Yeah, it is very Warriors, isn't it?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, so with the idea that skipping Thanksgiving is on the table because of the political climate right now, I think Thanksgiving is the only one you'd have to skip. Because like
bail
we said,
on the bird.
It's not enough time. Three weeks, the wounds will still be fresh, right? But Christmas... Not only is it further in the future, there are more distractions.
Yeah.
It's a more family-oriented holiday.
More about the kids.
And it's religious, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, but no. Yeah. But Christmas doesn't come with a predetermined time commitment either. Like, if you go to Thanksgiving dinner, you are committed to hours of being in a room.
Yeah.
If you go to Christmas, you can sneak out if something gets uncomfortable or come up with an excuse if totally necessary and it doesn't look as inappropriate.
Unless you're always the house.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Because then you got to chuck people. Chuck's getting chucked everywhere.
You're not chucking Chuck. I can't imagine what behavior would have to happen where my wife would toss somebody.
You got people starting to yell at each other?
I mean, it would have to get to that. Yeah.
But that's not out of the question now. Mm. It's not. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Brett writes us, not going to Thanksgiving because of politics makes you a little bitch. If you don't want to argue for your beliefs in that discussion, if it comes up, it means you are not passionate about what you say you believe in. God, I hate guys like
Brett. Yeah. I just want a cocktail and a meal. I don't want a Sermon on the Mount.
Thank you. Like the debate between you and your drunkle about political candidates and social issues is going to have a massive
nobody's
effect.
Nobody's going to change their mind.
And like it means
nothing.
Especially
after the election. Like if this is like, you know, already said in stone. Yeah.
Brett's the kind of guy that causes these arguments because he thinks he matters past his single vote.
Yeah.
Brett, with all due respect.
He's changing minds.
Nobody cares what you think. And that's why I don't want to share a meal with you.
We did get a tweet from Tasha who says,
Tasha.
I've seen the signs in doctor's offices and at the gym saying no politics can be discussed or you'll be escorted out.
At the gym?
Wow.
I would think that makes sense.
How would you have a political discussion at the gym?
I think that would happen more than you think.
You think so?
Think of all the guys that want to come up to you and tell you how you're working out wrong. You don't think that guy has no problem discussing any thought that comes to his mind?
Yeah, my brother would be that guy. He's a walk around the gym.
I've heard some pretty deep conversations between gym bros.
Yeah, before we move on, tell me if this is inappropriate. Because I've gotten to the point, I used to just be polite, right? If somebody started talking politics to me outside of being on the show, obviously, I just, just nod my head and move on. But I'm past that patience. There have been two recent incidents where someone has walked up to me and started talking politics, and I just walked away.
Yeah.
I didn't say a word. I just walked. And my wife watched me do one of them.
Yeah, you just walk away.
They started talking, and I just walked. Because, look, if you say, I don't want to talk politics, it's just going to keep them going.
Yeah.
If they say something I disagree with, then they're going to want to argue. If they're saying something I agree with, now I'm afraid where this is going to go because you're going to kick it up a notch even further. Right. You get what I'm saying? So my wife watched it happen, and she said that was very rude of me to do. You shouldn't have done that. I don't have another solution.
Well, you're not my age, because at my age, I have another secret weapon.
What's that?
That comes with age. I can drop ass at any moment. And I mean real, raw, old man, full of pharmaceutical ass.
Clear in the room.
It's like when those trains derail, and like they got to shut the town down. pass.
Well, you know why those trains derail?
Yeah.
The National Transportation
Nobody wants to fix anything anymore. I went to the wrong movie.
Oh,
I spent like $7.
Last night was heartbreaking. Not just because you watched everything slip away in the way that it did, but because losing is one thing.
Yeah.
But losing
getting
when
getting embarrassed.
Well, it's not even the embarrassment. It's the hope.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So as everybody knows, the Dodgers are now World Series champions.
Yep.
They win it in five, a gentleman's sweep, as they call it.
Oh.
And watching your team lose a championship is very painful.
Sure.
Older Bills fans know all about it. But the way that the Yankees lost this series was in the most devastating fashion you can imagine.
So what happened?
All right, so Kimmy, you were saying the embarrassment of what happened last night.
Yeah, just the way the game started and the reasons why the Yankees started to lose that lead.
So for those who did not watch the game last night, the Yankees, who needed to win four straight games, got the first one on Tuesday, were up 5-0.
Yeah.
In the fifth inning.
Oh, so they're up early.
5-0.
Yeah. So they're cruising.
And then in the top of the fifth, they somehow managed to puke and crap all over themselves.
They had about three or four different mistakes that led to all out. The Dodgers broke it open.
So
at that
they
point.
Just collapsed.
They completely collapsed. Yeah. By the way, they're saying it's three. It was probably five. It's probably five errors in one inning that led to a five-run inning. The Yankees got the lead back the inning next. The Dodgers scored two runs, won the game 7-5. So, or excuse me, 7-6. So you had a 5-0 lead with four innings to go at home, knowing this is it. You lose this and season's over, and you blew it.
And the worst part has to be watching the away team get their championship at your own home field. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I was like, I wonder if like the Dodgers, like, not that they're going to try to lose the game, but not the worst thing to send it back to L.A.
Oh, I was convinced,
to win it there.
I was convinced if the Yankees won last night, they were going to win.
You think?
I was completely convinced.
A stretch.
No, because I popped the game on because I was doing stuff last night.
Yeah.
They were up 5-0. The Yankees, I'm like, this is over. Yeah. They're going to win this game and they're going to go back to L.A. They're going to be the first team to do a reverse sweep of the World Series. Right.
And Major League Baseball has to be pissed off.
Yeah, you lost three games of massive revenue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it happened in the middle of the week.
Two games.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You're right. Because if they go to game seven, that was a Saturday night game seven.
It's a Wednesday night World Series championship.
And I don't know how late that game went because I didn't stay up for the whole thing.
I didn't
so
either.
I don't know. I wonder how many people tuned. Like, if you're not a fan of either team, how many people tuned out after, like, that. After the Yankees went up 5-0.
I don't know. If the Dodgers go on a run like that, even if you're a casual fan, you got to see how that game ends.
Mm.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
I am here to make the argument.
What's that?
That if the Yankees would have been swept, it would have been better for their fans.
Oh, just to get it over with?
Well, Kimmy, you say the embarrassment of yesterday really hurts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you lost. You did it to yourself, it feels like.
But that's not why this hurts so much. When the Yankees were down 3-0, anytime your team is down 3-0 in a series, the hope is gone.
Yeah.
And you'll tune into the game and you'll say, like, hey, here we go, we're going to pull this out. But you don't really believe it. You're just preparing yourself for the worst.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a family member with a terminal illness and you know there's just a matter of time.
All the odds are against you.
Exactly. Yeah. So to win that game, a little bit of hope is left, but still, okay, hey, we didn't get swept, everything's fine.
Yeah.
What the Yankees did last night, to have the game in their back pocket and cruising to a second game win. If you win that second game, now there's legitimate hope. And I cannot imagine that every Yankees fan watching that game last night didn't think in the fifth inning, it's over.
Yeah. 100%.
The game's in the bag. Shohei's shoulder's all messed up. Freddie Freeman ain't going to hit another home run, right?
Mookie
Betts hasn't gotten a hit all night. We're good to go. For you to have that middle game hope, for you to start to imagine what a game seven
felt
win,
like it was your night. Felt like it was your night.
That's the thing that hurts you the most. You let them hope again.
Yeah.
And that is devastating.
If they won last night, was it going back to L.A.? Yeah. Did they have one more in New York?
No, they was going back to L.A. 2-3-2.
It would have ended in L.A.
You got it.
Regardless.
Friday, Saturday. It would have been Friday, Saturday, 6-6.
Yeah, it would have been amazing.
I mean, I'm disappointed just as a sports fan, because like you always want to watch a Game 7.
There is nothing better than a Game 7, Tommy.
Well, you saw it happened with the Sabres, right? When Dallas won that Stanley Cup in your building.
Game six, yes, it was in Buffalo.
Yeah, which also has a sting,
yeah,
is watching them
Thanks.
Have that party
this
in front of you.
Weren't we all having fun a second ago, you dick? Why would you do that?
Well, it's just another tragic New York story.
Remember when you got divorced twice? See, how's that feel?
I was going to say awesome.
No, like, as a Sabres fan,
yeah,
right, as we're talking about series, I would much rather the Sabres get swept in a playoff series.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, then to go down, you know, be down, work your way back, think you have a win in this next game, and then all of a sudden your heart is just ripped out of you. It is ripped out of you. Where are you going to rip my heart out? I mean, let me try this again.
Yeah.
Yankees fans are spoiled.
Well, yeah, they have 27 championships to, Dodgers 8?
Yeah, and I know that, you know, Yankees fans are like, well, recently it hasn't been shot.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they haven't won since, 2009?
Wow. What's that like? You haven't won since 2009.
Been a little bit of a drought.
Yeah. Okay.
But Yankees fans aren't used to having their hearts ripped out like that. That was a Red Sox thing. That was a Cubs thing.
Sure.
That's a Bills thing.
Yeah.
That's a Vikings thing.
It's everybody else.
Exactly. So I'd love to know, because I have some Yankees buddies that I'm going to talk to later today just to like try and hurt them a little bit more.
Yeah.
But like, what do you do when your team does that to you for the first time? When they give you that hope, you have that glimpse, and based on your past success and the ghosts that live inside New Yankee Stadium in Monument Park, we're going to do this. And then all of a sudden, oh, remember all that success? Gotcha! Give me your heart. Look at it. And it's still beating. Like it's a Ben Stevens Seagal movie.
So you don't think they can handle it?
No, I don't. I think when this happens to you the first time, it's a
pain. Pop into your loser cherry.
Yeah, like Kimmy, we were born into this.
All I know is disappointment.
And not just disappointment, disappointment that had hope
at a high level.
It's all I know.
But like her dad was smart, because your dad was a Bills fan, right?
Well, yeah.
But he was also a Jordan fan.
Yeah.
So at least he hitched his wagon to a star.
A little bit.
You know what I mean?
Okay, but that's not, I mean, it doesn't have the same.
No, but at least you have some hope over here.
Yeah. True.
You know what I mean?
He did. And my dad is also a Yankees fan too, so he's experienced championships in his lifetime.
Yeah, like, bro, I don't want to hear. I'm watching these Yankees fans on social media. Like, shut up, man. Unless you're like 13, shut up. If you have memories of a championship, I have sympathy for
it. I don't find the Yankees interesting anymore.
Oh,
really? I think as of recently, they've been more interesting.
Like, you didn't have to be a Yankees fan back in the day to know what was going on with the Yankees because they made so much goddamn noise.
Yeah.
Off the field.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
From the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. I mean, it was a different vibe back then.
Well, you could also make that argument for all baseball, just baseball in general, though, right?
What?
Well, it's the second day in a row he's used vibe.
But you know I'm right.
Can we stop?
The vibe is gone.
I'm kind of with him on the vibe
is gone!
That Yankees, it's a
food. Alpha, Jazz Blues!
It's a food court. It's blah food.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this your old man take?
It's not exciting
it
anymore.
There it is. When I was your age.
You know I'm right, man.
No, I mean, there's plenty of drama. You're just not paying attention to it.
Look, no, you didn't have to. My point was you didn't have to pay attention to it.
I get it. But
those guys were like, the things that the Yankees did were like infamous.
Well, you can make that argument with every sport and the bad, terrible things that happened off the field and why guys were known for the wrong, for being famous for the wrong reasons, I guess.
The four major sports understood that if we like these players and want to identify them with them personally, they can make a whole hell of a lot more money.
Right.
So there may be that stuff going on inside the clubhouse at Yankee Stadium.
Not for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want Billy Martin?
Give me a drunken brawl at a strip club where only the low-end star gets booted.
Why you got to hurt Billy Martin like that, man? He was kicked out of Camelot.
Yes.
All he wanted to do was be a Yankee.
Yeah.
Cruelest story of all time.
I know.
All right. So good news, though.
What's the good news?
Yankees fans, spring training starts in 7 hours.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.